This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to be with you. In a previous talk, I gave you some quotes from Spiritist cults regarding the teaching of the immortality of the soul. We are now going to turn away from these lying spirits to the word of truth, the Holy Scriptures. Tradition, however, has such a powerful hold on the mind of Christians that it seems almost impossible for them to approach the Scriptures in an unbiased manner. But we believe that all Scripture is God-breathed, so we believe that all we need to know about the soul will be found in the Scriptures. The Hebrew word for soul is nephesh. It occurs 754 times in the Hebrew Scriptures. It is translated soul 472 times, while the other 282 places it is translated with 44 different words or phrases. The Greek word for soul is psuche. It occurs 103 times. 58 times it is translated soul, and the rest it is translated by different words or phrases. And these are the simple facts. Now all you have to do is to examine the 857 references, and we will have all that God has to say about the soul. And when we examine all these references, we find that not one single time is the soul said to be immortal, or never dying. But we do read that God alone hath immortality. See 1 Timothy 1:17. Immortality is the exclusive possession of God. So knowing this, remember the words of Satan in Genesis 3, "Ye shall not surely die, ye shall be as God." So let's take the side of the Scripture and say that the immortality of the soul is a satanic lie. Yet men still try to construe the Bible to teach that man has an immortal soul. Some use Genesis 1, where it says that man is made in the image and likeness of God, to teach that man is immortal. But why stop there? Why not add omnipotence or omniscience and all the other attributes of God? Ye shall be as God, so why do it half-heartedly? The translators of our English Bible give us a false record in Genesis. Though very able men, they yielded to the traditional teaching that they were taught as soon as they took in their mother's milk. They veiled the inspired connection between man and animal. If you read Genesis 1 through 11, you will find that both man and animals are called souls. The breath of life which entered man to make him a living soul is the same breath of life which made animals living souls. Solomon, who wrote words of truth in Ecclesiastes, whom God gave a wise and understanding heart, said, "That which befalls beast befalls man. As one dies, so does the other, for they all have one breath." See Ecclesiastes 3:19. I heard someone once say to me that Solomon only talked about things under the sun. Of course, he said that because Solomon upset his theology. When Stephen was dying, he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Not soul, as tradition says, but spirit, according to Ecclesiastes 12:7. Stephen entrusted his spirit to the Lord Jesus that he might keep it for the future resurrection. Men think that soul is a synonym for immortality, but 1 Corinthians 15 says, "The first man was a living soul and earthly." Immortality is not received from Adam. All his descendants are mortal. The second man is a life-giving spirit. Immortality comes through Christ, and it is a gift given in resurrection. Those who died are asleep, awaiting the resurrection when this mortal shall put on immortality. How like the gospel to shut us up to Christ and resurrection for this gift of immortality. But how like Satan and his ministers to preach the natural immortality of man and his independence of God. Men say death is a gateway to another life, but this tramples on the work of Christ and falsifies the hope of the future. It is the fruitful seed of Catholic purgatory and the Protestant nightmare of eternal torment. If a soul is immortal, you have to put it somewhere. So, in order to put them somewhere, the Scriptures that speak of death and resurrection are twisted to mean the opposite. Enough of this God-dishonoring teaching. Don't fear what men think, but hold on to the faithful word. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com.